Second was sincere. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These opportunities come, Allah Ta'ala is giving us the test. This is our imtihan. The imtihan of those people is very, very severe. We cannot bear and manage that imtihan. So when you go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is written for me, till the day I pass away, give it to me one time. Give it to me one time. I'll get all that money now. At least once in my life I can get some enjoyment. After that, whatever difficulty I go through, I will die. Never mind. But at least all my rosy of whatever is written for me must come to me. So I don't know if the story is true or whatever, but the sadaqah removes these things. So that's our only savior at the moment. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to have a generous heart always, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give myself, firstly, it's easy to talk. One Maulana was giving a bayan, and he gave a bayan on the virtues of spending. So he went home, and he asked the wife, whether dal khao, it's Friday, it's Juma, or biryani, whatever he was eating. He said to him, not himself, but himself, somebody regarding him. Example, misal awlad, his children. You know the guest children? They're like this, yeah. Those people's children are like that, yeah. And this is one reason may Allah protect and save us. Normally, people who become a bit pious, because they start making hibat about other people, so then if the effects come back onto them. Example, you speak bad about somebody else's child. Then your children, then people say, his wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, you know, Safiya, the wife, they were a bit upset with her. She was very pretty, and she was originally from a Jewish background. She accepted Islam. And because of that, now it's obviously there will be a bit of jealousy amongst the wives. So she said, you know, your wife, she's so short. She made ishara with her hands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if his life, how can a person be living there? But it's part of your nature. So if a person is living in a place where there's ghibah taking place all the time, so that stink is there, we don't even get the smell of it. It shows us that our his has become completely dead. This, I was reading Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, he had mentioned one point. He said, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, once he was crying very profusely. So people ask him, why are you crying? Somebody, how he's walking with his back leather there. Khulasa, in short, apne bhai ka zikr karna, speaking about your brother, that if he was present, he would feel it bad. So this is, it's called ghibat. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the quality in that person? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then that is ghibat. And the quality is in that person, that's backbiting. And if the quality is not, unfortunately also one quality, which has come out of people today, that the whole town will speak about a certain matter, but the person regarding who the matter is, nobody will go to him and tell him that, you know what, this is wrong. Everybody else will discuss it and will speak about it. But nobody will go to the father. And on the other hand also, is our fault also. We are not prepared to take criticism. If somebody comes and says, your son is like this, yeah. I say, but you know, your son, sometimes they see faults in us. They look for faults. Some will be wrong. But then many of them will be right. So at least if I can hear my faults from them, I can correct myself. So this is sincerity within a person when he's got the trigger for his Islam. Anyhow, the Hadith mentions after this year, in the Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. Then the ghibat is worse than zina. Ghibat, a person has to go to ask that person for mafi also. But here obviously, we should not, Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi said also, we should learn from our Hazrat, that ghibat, the reason why it's haram, it is because it is causing harm to another person. Now that person doesn't know you made ghibat about him. You don't go and tell him, well, you know, I made ghibat about you, and you know, me and that person, we all made ghibat about you. Because now that person will be ghibat, by making ghibat, it creates enmity in the heart, hatred for one another. And sometimes before enmity, because before you got enmity, that's why you start making ghibat about the person. Because you hate that person, you start making ghibat about that person. So he says, that person, whose nasab, whose lineage, is so bad, he's the father also and he's the son also. We can imagine how bad he is. Ghibat is the father also. So inshallah, there's hope on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person will forgive you, or Allah Ta'ala will reward that person so much that the person will make you maaf on the day of Qiyamah. He says, imagine, on the day of Qiyamah, a person, all your good deeds which you are doing, you are giving it to somebody else. Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi ajib, tawazu he had also, and our Hazrat also mentioned this here, that if you want to make hibat of anybody, make hibat of your mother. Why? At least the naked must remain in the house. Why are you sending it out to somebody else's house? At least your mother is getting, you love your mother, she'll get some sawab at least. You make ghibat of somebody, make of your mother, your daughter, somebody close to you. So at least the naked will remain in the house. So how great and harmful is.
يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر علينا عند أمته.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim. Al-Fama explique que avant de débuter le discours en lui-même, Al-Fama Hakim al-Fasahab rahimahullah ta'ala, qui est considéré comme le Rumi de notre époque, c'est-à-dire.
But also any day after he will be successful.
Et Al-Fama Hakim al-Fasahab rahimahullah ta'ala est également un grand poète. Il a donc rédigé beaucoup de V.A. concernant l'importance, les vertus de la sunnah de Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Parmi ses poèmes, il en a cité.
There grows a lover gives to his beloved, the thorns will go. You buy the thorn, it grows, for how much it might be, 1 euro, 2 euros, 3, 5 euros, you will be buying the thorns at the price of the roses, because they are under the rose. Just like that, as long as we will stay with sunnah.
Exemple, c'était comme si, d'accord? Comme si les épines se sont plaintes devant Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On dit, oh Allah, tu nous as créé épines. Personne ne veut de nous. Nous n'avons pas de valeur. Qui va nous garder? Alors Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, pour ainsi dire, a répondu, vous les épines.
So one great sunnah with regard to the talk of today is the sunnah of miswak. It is narrated in a hadith, Inna salata bis siwak afzal min sab'ina salata biduna siwak. That namaz which we made, and we made miswak in that wudu.
Sab'ina salata bi ghayri siwak. Ce qui veut dire en ce sens que la personne qui va accomplir une salah en ayant fait le miswak, sa salah sera supérieure, aura plus de valeur que 70 autres salahs. Par exemple, on vient tous d'accomplir la salah de Isha avec le même imam, dans la même masjid, en accomplissant les mêmes 4
salahs. More on iman, more on kalima et shahadat, that is all what we really want. And by miswak, barakat of miswak, we can get this.
Allama ibn Abidin Shami, rahimahullah, un grand savant, il dit dans son ouvrage de fatawa, de recueil de jurisprudence, Inna sunnata siwa tudhakkiru kalimata
shahada. In the opposite camp, what are they planning, what are they doing, etc. So that when the Muslims got up for Fajr and all of them were making miswak, the spy saw this. So he went immediately and reported that the Muslims are now at the end of this summer. They can't take it anymore. They are sharpening their teeth. And
bien évidemment, ce n'était pas leur intention. Mais maintenant, il dit, regardez, à travers cette action, combien de barakat Allah il a mis, il a fait fuir les ennemis.
The ayat al-karima that I have recited, the beginning of 18th Supara, Juz, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah's kalam,
tu vois, c'est la parole qui est règne, qui domine tout. Donc, on a dit, lorsqu'un roi parle, il a l'autorité de faire passer son ordre. Mais Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nous aime tellement qu'il n'a pas utilisé un style impératif. Il nous a pas dit, faites ça ou ne faites pas ça. Mais Allah
would stress that we can understand that this is not, first it's not ordinary person's kalam, it's not government's kalam, it's not some king's kalam, kalamullah. And Allah Ta'ala put ta'keed there, there is no doubt. So what doubt can be left? When it's kalamullah and Allah put qaj in that kalam, there can be no doubt left after. But here Allah used fath. Imam Razib Isfahani rahmatullah alayhi in Mufradat al-Quran says, this is the most jami', concise word that comprises all types of success. Dunya success, akhirat success, success of your health, success of your wealth, success of your family, all types
de succès, parce qu'il regroupe et il enveloppe tout type de succès, qu'il soit mondain, qu'il soit lié à l'au-delà, qu'il soit lié à notre argent, qu'il soit lié à nos enfants, qu'il soit lié à notre santé. Donc ce mot aflaha, ça explique le succès total, ultime. Donc premièrement, c'est la parole d'Allah, il n'y a pas de doute. Deuxièmement, Allah.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Kiss your hands, everything. You also see yourself in the mirror, everything. I'm Farishta. MashaAllah. Big khanka topi, big beard, big kurta. I'm very fine. But inside, at the time of maut, wahussila ma fi sudur. What is in the heart will be taken out.
des gens honorables avec un statut dans le dîme, mais le iman, c'est ce qu'il y a avant tout dans le cœur. Donc,